Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would bless you, and that as we bring this precious Word of God, that He would open your understanding to those things that He has for us. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestell. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all these services, and I know that if you're looking for some answers from the Word of God, you can find those answers in the Bible. And that's what we preach. That's what we teach at the Independence Baptist Church, is the Bible. We use the King James Version of the Bible. We believe that's the one that God has given to English-speaking people. And so we use that version of the Bible. And we invite you to come and just bring your Bibles and just study and learn what the Word of God has to say to you. If there's any way that I, as pastor of Independence Baptist Church, can be a help to you spiritually, I'll be glad to talk with you or do whatever I can to show you in the Word of God what the Bible says. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that we preach or the things that we practice, you can contact me with those questions at Post Office Box 70 in the city of Forestell. I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been preaching about the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been preaching specifically about when the Church was organized. And this is, of course, taking the thought that the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is a continuing entity. And it has been since the time of Christ. The Bible states in the book of Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said that the gates of hell would not prevail against His church. Jesus said that His church was going to be on this earth in perpetuity until He comes again. And we're knowing that that is so. We've also looked at this point. Why is it necessary to believe that the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ was organized during His own personal ministry? And of course, the things that we've talked about there are that it is Jesus Christ who is the head of the church. It is Jesus Christ who we give glory to through the church. That's in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21. We found that Jesus Christ is to be the preeminent one. And of course, that's what all saved people want, is to glorify and honor Jesus Christ the way He wants us to glorify and honor Him. And so we studied about how that John the Baptist was a man that was sent from God, and John was the one that baptized Jesus. And then, of course, the church took up baptizing, even during the very ministry of Jesus Christ. That's in the book of John chapter 4 and verse 1. And so we understand that it's important to understand that Jesus Christ organized His own church during His personal ministry. Last Sunday morning, we spoke a little bit concerning exactly when the church was organized. And I'm glad to know that the Bible gives us a record that Jesus Christ has called out His own assembly. You know, in the book of Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said that He would build His own church. And this is exactly what He started in the book of Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus Christ walked by the Sea of Galilee, and He began to call out Simon and Andrew. And then He went a little bit further and called out James and John. And He said, "Follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men." And these men left their nets, they left their families, and they began to follow Jesus Christ. And they followed Him every day of their lives from then on. We find this in the book of Luke chapter 6 and verse 12, that Jesus Christ prayed all night. You know, it must have been pretty important for Jesus to pray all night. I wonder what He was praying for. Well, the Bible says that after Jesus had prayed all night, that the very next morning, the Bible said that he, when it was day, he called all of his disciples unto them, and of all of those disciples, he chose 12, whom he named apostles. And then the Bible records the names of the 12 apostles there in the book of Luke chapter 6, verse 12 through verse 17. And then we'll notice this in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28, that the Bible says, and God hath set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. We're glad to know this, that Jesus Christ did what he said he was going to do. Now, that doesn't come really as a surprise, does it? Because Jesus always does what he says he's going to do. I'm glad that Jesus, when he gives a promise, he always keeps it. Aren't you glad for that? And you know, I'm glad that when God said he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost, I'm glad that's what he did. Because I was lost, and Jesus found me, and Jesus saved my weary, wicked soul from a devil's hell. Aren't you glad that Jesus saved you? Well, you know, when Jesus said, I'm going to build my church, Jesus did exactly what he said he was going to do. And Jesus, during his ministry, called out disciples to follow him. And then Jesus Christ ordained these elders, these apostles, and set them in the church. The Bible even states that there's a difference between an apostle and a disciple. The Bible gives that very clearly. You know, the very thought that there's a word, apostle, tells us that it's different from a disciple. We found in the book of Luke chapter 6 that when Jesus came down from the mount that day, the Bible says in verse 17 that Jesus was standing there with the apostles in the plain. And then the Bible mentions in verse 17 that there were the members of the first church that was present. And then also in verse 17, it talks about visitors in that service. Isn't that a marvelous thing to know that this is so? But the story really doesn't end there. The church was organized during Jesus' own personal ministry. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to know that Jesus did what he said he would do. But the story is not over. In the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 13, we find this reading. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. You know what I find here is that on the day of Pentecost, that's in Acts chapter 1, that on the day of Pentecost, these apostles were gathered together with the church. But the Bible makes it very, very clear that apostles alone are not all of the church. Because the Bible tells us in the very next verse, Acts chapter 1, verse 14 through 16 states this, these all, and the words here, these all, are referring to all of the 11 apostles that are there present in the upper room. These all continued in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120. And so on the day of Pentecost, there were about 120 members of the church there that was gathered together to worship and serve and do what God told them to do. Well, what were they waiting on anyway? Listen, this church that Jesus organized during his own personal ministry was there waiting because Jesus said to wait. Notice in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 4, the Bible said, and being assembled together with them, this is what Jesus said, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Now notice this, that on the day of Pentecost, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ was following the commands that Jesus gave them. Now, that's a real good thing to do, isn't it? I think all of us will say that's a good thing. Whenever we follow the commands of God and we do what God tells us to do, God will always bless. And Jesus had given His church this command, and He said to them, I want you to wait at Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. Now notice in verse 8 of this same chapter, Acts chapter 1. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Well, what happened on the day of Pentecost? Well, the promise that God gave to His church was fulfilled. I want you to see this too, that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ was not organized on the day of Pentecost. It already was organized by Jesus Christ during His own personal ministry. But on the day of Pentecost, the first church received power from God simply because they had obeyed what Jesus told them to do. Say, what kind of thing happened to them on the day of Pentecost? Well, they received power from God, and the Holy Spirit came upon them in Holy Spirit baptism. It came upon that church. Notice this. In the book of John, chapter 14, and verse 15 through 26, the Bible tells us that the promise of the Holy Spirit was given to the church before the day of Pentecost ever come along. And on the day of Pentecost, the disciples knew, the apostles knew, the first church, they met together and they knew what was coming. It was the fulfilling of a promise that God had given that they would receive the Comforter from God. The Bible said here in the book of John chapter 14, let's read verse 15 through verse 18. Jesus said to His disciples, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. So Jesus said, I'm going to give you another Comforter. That is, the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God came upon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ with power. Notice also in the book of John 14, verse 25 through 27. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so, on the day of Pentecost, Jesus Christ fulfilled the promise that He gave to His church, and He sent power in the form of the Holy Spirit. He sent the Comforter to them. The church is already there. And you know what happened on the day of Pentecost? The Bible records in the book of Acts chapter 2 that there was 3,000 souls added to the church. I would have to make this point that on the day of Pentecost, the souls were added. They could not be added if there was not something there to add them to. They were added to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible continues and states that those 3,000 souls that were saved, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. The church was organized by Jesus Christ before the day of Pentecost, but on the day of Pentecost, they received power from God. Well, we see that our time is gone. We thank you for listening and invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for another broadcast. Thank you.